This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.846, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a humid, windy Wednesday ahead, and this could be that way throughout the rest of the week through Saturday, maybe record heat, and then Sunday rain comes in ahead of a little cool front. This could be one of the last cool fronts we'll see, and the heat and humidity of summer are coming. Elections have consequences. There was one over the weekend, and voters rejected for the sixth time a tax proposition that would fund the parish's criminal justice system. Colin Sims joins us now, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney, who I presume has us on hold because I'm hearing some elevator music. Colin, you there? Colin's got us on. Tim, let's hear the elevator music again. All right, Colin's calling back. Apparently we had a little bit of a technical issue there. I'll remind you, today is Wednesday at the Square. No rain. So you'll be able to go out and enjoy the best local music with WWL and Odyssey at the New Orleans Young Leadership Council's Wednesday at the Square concert series at Lafayette Square. CBD showcases all your favorite local music and emerging artists, food, arts, and crafts, like a little mini festival out there with the tents. Bring some money, enjoy yourself. It's free, open to the public. Of course, if you want to eat something or drink something or buy something, you got to pay for it. But it's like a nice outdoor happy hour. It's festival time, time to unwind. And this afternoon at Wednesday at the Square, you can see Ashley O from our sister station, Bayou 95.7. She'll be out there today. It starts at 5, and she's going to introduce this week's band, People Museum with Kristen Diablo, and the city, presented by Abita Brewing Company, the YLC, and WWL. Now Colin Sims joins us, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me, why do you think this failed on the ballot on Saturday?
I think it's a complicated set of things. I think this measure, coupled with other measures and amendments that different groups were for and against, and I think we got caught up a little bit with some of that. But in addition, I think the taxpayers. Parish government elected to rededicate and extend a 2% sales tax for roads, bridges, and drainage that was created in the mid-1980s. And it's been extended for 25-year periods since then, but it's only unincorporated St. Tammany is what it was designed to pave the roads and do drainage for those areas back then. Only those areas got to vote on this measure. Well, if you're in St. Tammany and you have all this growth, the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany are the areas that have the most roads, bridges, and drainage problems. And so the people most affected by that particular thing that you try to expand the use of to be able to pay for your DA, your judges, the Justice Center, and the jail are the people that are saying, wait a minute, we've got a need here for these things. Why are you selecting that and not something else to rededicate? I think that was a lot of it.
And I'm not asking you because I want your political analysis, Colin, as much as it seemed to me to make every bit of sense. And I don't know, it would have to have gotten caught up in something, at least from the way you explained it and everybody else explained it to me. It's not a new thing. It would just be an extension. And as you and I had this conversation that you can't put something on the ballot, or rarely do you see a tax that's put on in perpetuity. So occasionally they have to be renewed. And then people view yes. that as a new tax, which it really isn't. So tell me what, Colin, we got a little problem here at the clock. Let me take a break. When we come back, you can tell me what happens from here, okay? And what it's likely to look like from here, or what do you guys do next? and what that money would have gone to, et cetera. Talking to Colin Sims, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney. A little technical glitch puts us behind the clock, but we'll catch up. 8:50, 10 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. Five till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, April 2nd, talking to Colin Sims, St. Tammany Parish District Attorney, about the extension of a sales tax that was rejected by voters. Colin, again, just to recap, that money would have gone to? And will be, and it is still going to, because it doesn't expire until when? Let's clear that up, too.
You got the rest of this year and then 5 more years.
All right.
So the roads, bridges, and drainage tax is in place at the same rate for the next 5 to 6 years.
And what was the money, if this had passed, what would have changed as far as, I guess, law enforcement and criminal justice in St. Tammany Parish?
So the tax rate would have stayed the exact same. It would not have increased, which means it would have been at the same rate since the mid-1980s. And then up to 17%. Would have been available, not that it had to, but it would have expanded the potential use of up to 17% of those funds for the criminal division of the DA's office, the Justice Center, and all of the judges, which would have freed up this general fund to pay the other legal mandates of the parish. Because, Tommy, you got $780 million dedicated. You got $16 million in a general fund. The DA's office, the jail, the judges, and the Justice Center cost more than $16 million to run. This was never about more money. This was about not having to cut those agencies. And I think it's between, and I say, and this is why it's a range, between $5 and $9 million deficient with the current level of funding in the general fund. It's the only fund that has flexibility to pay our bills because we don't have any dedicated monies to pay us.
I think from the text I'm getting, it was, I think it all got caught up in the amendments and everything else. Or do you think people thought that this was going to take money away, to what you alluded to earlier, Colin, that this was going to take money away from other projects? Thoughts?
I think everyone's reason is different, and it's not uniform. I think a lot of the reasons are individualized to different citizens based upon where they live and the problems they're having. You know, a really good friend of mine sent me a text that I thought he's very well educated, way up in medical sales, executive level. He says, Colin, I believe that public safety, I think that drainage is the bad seed riding on the coattails of public safety. It is a hot button topic around here. And the areas of public safety, which are your incorporated areas, Slidell, Mandeville, Covington, they don't even get to vote and weigh in because you're talking about a sales tax district, the renewal of it and rededication for only the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany. And so you have a whole group that may say, yes, that makes perfect sense from a public safety standpoint, because we also prosecute the cases of the Slidell Police Department, the Mandeville Police Department, Madisonville, every municipality, but those people don't get to vote, even though they're very affected as to whether or not we're funded or not. And I think that is a something that's got to be fixed.
So what do you do now, Colin? How do you proceed from here?
I think that our office's job in this is to assist parish government to be ultra transparent of where every dime is going, engage the public and begin to ask questions and say, look, guys, these are the needs. If you believe that, as an example, the DA's office receiving $6 million in funding from parish government, if you look at that and conclude it's reasonable, where do you want us to get it from because this account doesn't have it in it? These are the available options to begin to rededicate. Are you okay with that? And get some buy-in. Get some ownership. I think that would help.
When is the next election date
to save that money
in Louisiana? Do you know, Colin?
I don't.
We only have a minute left, and I didn't mean to catch you flat-footed there, but I can look it up.
Sure.
But at what point do the voters get, or do you get another chance to ask the voters to approve this?
I'll say it this way. We need to wait at least a year, figure out a way to survive, engage the public, take the time to educate them, not during just an election, and really have them understand the dedication problem and get some engagement to restructure.
Thank you, Colin. I appreciate your time. You have a good day. I think the next election is they have some municipal elections on May 3rd in the state and another one on June 7th. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.